Welcome to another WABE Medical Minute. I'm Jim Burris here, as always, with Dr. Ford Vox, WABE's medical analyst. Dr. Vox, it's probably no secret that there are vast differences in wealth between different regions of our state, but I understand we've got new ways to look at these disparities and how they influence our health.
We do. You know, it's a not-so-secret fact within medicine that there are so-called social determinants of health. That is, things like the places that we live, you know, how we work, how we spend our leisure time, certainly who we associate with. These all impact our health status. Clinicians like me see this on a daily basis as we treat illnesses that have their origins in our lifestyles. And as we recommend treatments that people may or may not be able to follow based in large part on how and where they live their lives.
And we see some extremes on this front here in Georgia.
Yeah, and the analyses are really getting sophisticated. Public health researchers at East Tennessee State University took an ingenious approach. So most studies compare the health of regions and states, and they decided instead to break out all 3,141 counties in the United States right out of their respective states and line them up from the poorest county up to the wealthiest. They then created 50 new states, each composed of 2% of the counties in the country. So that's 63 counties each, with each state getting the richer counties than the next.
So the state at the bottom has the 63 poorest counties in the country, and the state at the top has the 63 richest.
Precisely. And when you compare the health of the whole country via this kind of gradual distribution of income, the health disparities really pop off the page. So women in the wealthiest state are living 7 years longer than women in the poorest state. Men are living 10 years longer. People in the poorest state are smoking twice as much, and they're over 50% more likely to live inactive lifestyles and to be obese.
And does this kind of analysis tell us what's happening here in Georgia?
It does. You know, there are only five states, Georgia, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Texas, who contribute counties to the poorest as well as the wealthiest state. So we're one of the most disparate places in the nation. Our poorest counties are experiencing health outcomes that the country on average surpassed 40 to 50 years ago.
Well, what is it about higher incomes that translates into a longer lifespan on average?
You know, there are many, many factors, but one of the largest is that it simply dictates where people live. The effects really start in childhood and at the neighborhood level. So another fascinating study out of Tulane University looks at kids in New Orleans and analyzes police reports of violent crimes, domestic violence, and rape in the neighborhoods where they live. They also looked at the number of liquor and convenience stores in these neighborhoods. And it turns out that the mere presence of each of these environmental factors negatively impacts children at a biological level in ways that may impact even their lifespan.
Well, how can you know how long a child, for example, will live based on what I assume to be a time-limited study?
Yeah, and in this study, researchers looked at telomere length. So telomeres are long repeat sequences capping your chromosomes. And in many cells throughout their body, every time your cells divide, the telomere caps are getting slightly shorter. And as they get too short, the cell stops dividing. Cells that stop dividing will age and die. You will eventually age and die as a result, even if you manage to avoid every other known malady. So, you know, it's a leap to say that the small differences in telomere length in these kids in New Orleans means that these children with shorter telomeres will die sooner. But shorter telomeres are associated with a whole host, you know, a whole range of diseases, including cardiovascular disease and cancer.
Now, there have to be so many variables, though, at play when you're talking about comparing different neighborhoods.
Yeah, definitely. But this is really rigorous research, you know, published in a top journal, JAMA Pediatrics. The researchers controlled for many other variables. For example, these are all African-American children. The study was able to quantify that adding just one liquor store or convenience store to a neighborhood correlated with a slightly shorter telomere. The background rate of domestic violence or violent crime in a child's neighborhood, not even in their own home, correlates with even more telomere shortening.
That's both remarkable and really concerning. Important for policymakers to hear and important information for parents to consider whenever they have choices about where they can live.
Definitely. A stronger community means healthier people.